Ready to start?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name's Oliver.
Good morning.
Welcome. Try to get through this as painlessly as possible.
They go to the dentist.
Depending on who we ask. So, we don't do the flag salute or anything, huh? It's just a regular...
I can say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay. So the, just the item that we have on the agenda is pre-application 1507. The property located on Hallmark Parkway, Shenandoah Way?
Shenandoah.
Shenandoah?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So, Chantel, you want to give us a little...
Sure, well, this is just a...
A little update on what the request is and...
The request is for a 335,400 square foot warehouse facility containing two parcels, approximately 14.43 acres. And again, located at the southwest corner of Hallmark Parkway and Shenandoah Way in the industrial light zone. So for now, we're just looking for preliminary comments for the official entitlement submittal.
Would you like to add anything to that in terms of what you're proposing, what you're hoping to accomplish here?
We basically just quickly we have the financing arranged for this. We're going to build it on spec. Couple of issues we'll want to address. I'm sure they will be addressed. One is traffic, and the other is parking. So I'll let you guys kind of lead the charge there.
Sure.
Chantel has a little list there of kind of an outline of kind of some of the what the submittal requirements will be and what is expected from the plans and what have you. In addition, you know, we have the studies. One of the things that I did not notice on the study, on the list of studies, that we're going to have to start incorporating now for any project that involves anything above a categorical exemption, which would be a mitigated negative deck, mm-hmm. or EIRs, now require tribal consultation, just automatically.
Okay.
Before,
I'll make note of that.
Before we, there used to be AB 18, which only applied to projects that had a zone change or a general plan amendment mm-hmm. associated with it. AB 52 became in effect, and basically anything that involves some type of notice of determination, CEQA determination, now requires tribal consultation. And the tribes, I've already been contacted by three of the tribes that have jurisdiction here locally. I've reached out, we're in the process of reaching out to them, just as the introductions and what are you looking for and how do we play nice, sort mm-hmm. of, so to speak. So one of the things in addition, one of the studies that we need to include will be a cultural resources.
Mm-hmm.
And just so you know, the tribes prepare their own. And so when we meet with them and as part of what we call the tribal consultation,
mm-hmm.
we'll arrange a meeting. The city usually is the facilitator. And we have a developer prepared cultural resources document, and then the tribe will provide what they found through their analysis. And then we compare notes, and then there's some discussion there. I don't really necessarily foresee any issues or what have you. It's just a process. The other thing that I'll make you aware is that they kind of work on their own schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And so, well, we are bound by, the 30-day incomplete notice or completion notice and so many days, you know, to process your application. The tribe isn't. And so... The sooner we get them on board, and the quicker we continue that dialogue, the better for all projects.
Right.
And it's not just this specific. I'm not trying to alarm you, because it's above what you're doing. It's just kind of a new process that all jurisdictions are now being faced with.
Yeah, and jurisdictions in this county or
no, California.
No. Okay.
So, pass that along to your friends.
Yeah. Well, it's, ironically,
AB 52.
I built a project in Oxnard, which we actually had a. Abandoned Chumash Village in the confines. We had bones, we had everything. So we worked very closely and had a really good relationship with the folks there.
And so it's basically effective anything that has a notice of preparation that was released after June 1st.
Okay.
So that's kind of where we're, that's kind of where we're at. But anyway, that was, that's enough of the fun stuff. We just wanted to let you know about that. But we could, if you'd like, we can go around the table and we can discuss what some of the other requirements may be.
Sure.
Good morning, Gracie Johnson, Public Works Integrated Waste. This is for Chantel, and this is for the applicant. I didn't see where, what you were planning to do with your trash and recycling. So I gave you two standards. Standard 510 is for trash compactors.
Got it.
And standard 508 for refuse enclosures. AB 341 is in effect, so it's mandatory commercial recycling. So we'll want to see when you submit where, if you're using your compactors, show me the two locations for your trash and recycling or your enclosures.
Okay.
And that's all. Thank you.
I do have a question. If we opt to go with the trash enclosure, which is more likely what we would do, I assume you have requirements that it be have a roof on it or some kind of shielding?
Our current requirement does not, but you can work with community development if you'd like to put a roof. A lot of people are doing that for good reasons.
Yeah.
And we had those when Oxnard, unfortunately, it became, until the buildings are occupied, the homeless seem to really enjoy living there, so.
Right.
It's a challenge.
Yeah. If you do the enclosures, it is an 8x15 currently.
Okay.
But I highlighted that on your handout.
Thanks.
Laura.
Laura Wiedemann, Land Development. On the standard that Gracie just gave you, was the 508. That needs to be a modified. Your design has to be a modified 508. So your internal dimensions are going to be 8x15. And you have to have ADA accessibility with that, so that's a new requirement. Also, for your site, I'll just start going through the whole laundry list.
Sure.
Unfortunately, I'm probably going to be the one that gives you the most. So, drainage and flood control, you are in zone X, shaded, so all your pad elevations have to be raised by 1 foot.
You'll get a copy of this, by the way.
Yes, okay. I already have a copy for you. And then your detention basins have to be designed according to the San Bernardino County. And then you're going to have to solve for the 10 and the 100 pre and post design. And also for your WQMP is going to be the two-year storm. So
okay.
You're going to be
thanks
doing the 2, 10, and 100 pre and post. So all that information, I'm sure you're already aware of, is on the San Bernardino County Flood Control and also our WQMP template. So when you do come in, what I need is your hydrology and your preliminary WQMP, so we can go ahead and look at what you're going to go ahead and do. So, and also you'll need a SWIP and erosion control and all that.
By the way, our civil engineer, Theanis Engineering, I think did the project.
Yeah,
the
Reinhardt
screen,
knows.
So,
Reinhardt
yeah.
has everything. So okay. He knows the whole routine, so I'm just going to go over it. So, with Reinhardt on board, it makes it so much easier. You're going to be required to do a lot merger.
Right.
And the project is in a assessment district. So please contact Ryan Sandoval and Real Properties as soon as possible. And then also, if you're going to be doing any trenching on Hallmark, let's say, I don't know if you have any utilities over there, you'll have to go ahead and slurry along your frontage to
okay.
cover that trenching to center line. If the trenching exceeds the center line, you'll have to do a full width slurry. Okay. Then on Shenandoah, we're going to require you to replace the cross gutter on Shenandoah and Hallmark. It's cracked and damaged, so that has to be replaced. The also on Shenandoah from center line over to curve face, you're going to have to grind about a tenth of an inch and slurry and restripe with thermoplastic. Around the perimeter of this site, you will be required to do to install a sidewalk and replace any curb and gutter that is damaged. And then all your drive approaches, you're going to do radial drive approaches. The throat of the approach will have to be with a textured concrete. Usually we do a contrasting color. And then we'll be required to do the ramps on that. And that the ramps will be according to our Green Book standard. Then, on the corner of Shenandoah and Hallmark, you'll be required to do a ramp there also.
Okay.
So.
Do we have room for a sidewalk?
Yeah, you do. And there is a slight berm on that, too.
Okay.
Okay, so you're going to have to design accordingly to that. Okay, so usually we did not, in the past, require to put sidewalk, but now that we're getting a large amount of pedestrian-friendly areas, a lot of people are walking, so we are in need of a sidewalk. And all your internal lighting that you'll be doing, I'll need a photometric, and then I'll need the structural caps for the bases when you do submit. And that is for the 100 mile per hour wind zone. And then, let me go ahead and give you this. I think the streets on Hallmark and Shenandoah are already at ultimate. I don't personally think that you're gonna have to dedicate any further. But that's what you need to design to and see where you're at. I didn't see any dimensions on your plans from center line to curb face or any right-of-way dimensions, so I will need that. And Reinhardt knows all this.
Okay.
So don't fret. So did you have any other questions or anything like that?
No, at this point, I don't want to jump ahead. One of our biggest concerns, as well as the city's, is the traffic situation at mm-hmm. University and 215, and mm-hmm. just want to kind of see where you guys were on that.
The person I would speak to would be the ZOM. Mm-hmm. I think we came to some resolution regarding that.
Yeah, and Chantolo will provide you his contact yeah. information.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You'll need to do a, yeah. what do they call it, that scope of work, submittal kind of thing for,
yeah.
for the traffic study.
Right, right.
You know, kind of
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, Koonsman's was doing a study for Shaw next door to us. I'm trying to get a hold of Chris down there.
Okay.
You know if he completed that or?
You know, I think he was in on the meeting.
Okay.
When we had it with it's one with Lexitem. So I'm sure he's aware of what's going on. So I would meet with him, and so we're pretty much going to follow that same criteria for your project.
Okay. You mentioned there may be some solution at hand or something.
I think we've decided is that we're moving forward with the projects. There is mitigation that's in place that's more global,
right?
Countywide and citywide that needs to kick in at a certain point. And so,
right.
What we'll be doing is in the traffic analysis, we will analyze what did the general plan contemplate, and what were those projections and so forth. And your traffic study will be asked to do that comparison to say, well, okay, you're consistent. What was analyzed.
Okay. Our biggest concern is if there's like an in-lieu contribution or something, we have to nail that down. So I don't know if that's been discussed or...
You already have your impact fees.
Right.
Right, and traffic mitigation fees
right.
that you pay. Whatever, I guess there's a couple of them that they...
You have local and you have regional, and then
right.
you also have your their CFD fees, which is it's a big chunk. So after this meeting, I would definitely go see Ryan.
Yeah, and where is he?
He's on the third floor.
Okay.
Just go to the receptionist and he'll go ahead and get him.
Okay.
And then,
yeah, we did a pretty detailed estimate, but sorry to catch them all.
But as far as your in-lieu, it depends on what the outcome of the traffic study is going
to
be.
Got it.
You know, what happens after that? So
got
above
it.
And beyond.
Yeah, for the above and beyond stuff is what we're
looking at.
All right, so there may or may not be, depending on the traffic setting. All right, well, we'll get Ryan or Chris going ASAP on that.
And then talk to Ryan.
Got it.
Okay.
Good.
Anything for water?
Yes.
Still in the
Good morning. I'm Ted Brunson with the Water Department.
Hi, Tim.
Ted.
Ted, I'm sorry.
Yes. Tim's my brother.
Tammy's your sister. I'll tease.
Yeah. The dog's name is it? No.
Well, Laura already covered the one of the items that I was going to mention, and that is that the two lots would need to be merged,
right?
Of course, because we can't have services crossing parcel boundaries.
Exactly.
It's pretty much straightforward for us. It would be a rule and reg 5 or an RFI application. If
mm-hmm.
you needed any service right now, you know, even say if you guys wanted to irrigate the site before you start doing your on-site grading or anything. You could also get a construction meter, utilize one of the existing fire hydrants.
Okay.
I don't know what your plans are for the immediate future.
Well,
but
pretty much we'll submit, and then as soon as we get approved, start construction. So
okay.
There's an existing parking lot in one of the lots.
Correct.
We're going to scrape that.
Right.
And hopefully recycle it.
It would, also, it's the same application for a will serve letter or a fire flow test.
Okay.
And then I wanted to make mention that an approved set of building plans would be required once they're approved through the building department. You'll have to submit those to us to calculate the sewer capacity fee for the warehouse.
Okay.
Including the office size and what have you. And I realize, as you mentioned earlier, that it's a spec building, but still, that's something that we require.
Right.
So let me pass you a copy of the standards, and if you would, pass a copy to the planner as well. And that's all I have.
Thank you.
But as far as capacity, you've got capacity?
Yeah, there's a 12-inch main
okay.
in that street, and the fire flow capacity in that area is pretty strong. You'd want a current test from us for your fire sprinkler engineer.
Right.
But I can confidently say that it's pretty good in that vicinity.
Another fun part.
Yeah.
Environmental.
Right.
Yeah. Robert Castro, Water Department, Environmental Control.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, with this type of project, for this first phase, we'll need an industrial user permit application completed and submitted to our office.
Mm-hmm.
Just listing that it is a spec building.
Okay.
You know, that there isn't going to be any industrial discharge at this point.
Got it.
But when a tenant, when you do have a tenant,
right.
a second permit application will have to be completed.
Okay.
And all of those processes will have to be listed on here.
Right.
I'm also going to hand you a form that has our plan check procedures on it.
Okay.
Which may, in the future, it lists that you may have to provide plumbing plans. We may have to conduct inspections of any processes or rough plumbing
right.
or pretreatment. It also lists that we may require some pretreatment depending on the project or the tenant, whatever
right.
they're doing.
Okay.
It's a food service guy or something.
Yeah.
Or industrial. If they're
right.
doing any type of contact water, non-contact
right.
cooling, or any type of plastics. Any automotives, any repair,
got it.
Anything along those lines.
I mean, odds are it'll be a warehouse use, but never know.
Do you have an anticipated schedule of submission?
As fast as possible. You know, we will turn this around. We've got our...
Before the end of the year? Or
yeah, definitely. So we'll want to jump on the tribal issue first. Right now, we're... Closing is scheduled 30, 60 days, but we'll be working in advance of that. And we're going to start the traffic study immediately. We're doing an ALTA survey right now. So we're, you know.
Do you have your environmental consultant on board yet?
Not yet.
May I ask who you're looking at?
Well, there was a group, and I've forgotten their name. I think they're working with Shaw right next door.
Well, all I ask is that... I don't need to see the cost, but I'd like to like the opportunity to review the scope of work that they provide you.
Okay.
Just so whatever they say they're going to prepare for you is going to be okay with us.
Got it.
I want to make sure that they don't miss something, and so we can work pretty closely on that.
Okay. I think they worked on the project up the street. I'll get that for you.
Just whatever, you can have them contact me, or you can,
okay.
you know, we can start that dialogue. I know that it's part of the process also. And
right.
So, typically, they prepare, you know, you'll submit your initial study with your submittal.
Right.
And so, I'll be involved in that before that happens.
Okay.
Kind of a thing. To kind of save time.
Right.
I'd also like to add, you mentioned it may just be a warehouse. Depending on what they are storing in the warehouse. If you have a discharge point or an interceptor proposed for a floor scrubber,
right.
we'll also need to know that information.
Okay. Okay. Or if we did a building for Diamondback Mountain Bikes, they were storing tires 30 feet high. So.
Understood.
Okay. Any other questions? Chantal, any comments?
I just have my checklist as well. Most of this has actually gone over by some of the other departments. We've got preliminary WQMP soils report traffic study here. Our initial study, lot merger, and a development permit type D. And the rest of it is really just submittal requirements for the site plans and elevations and floor plans.
One minor thing, the parking, the auto parking we show is under code, but obviously if we had a lot of car parking, we wouldn't need the truck parking. So if we parked that, we'd be over code. Do you guys need to see a submittal as an alternate on that, or?
Well, we definitely need to see what you're proposing. If you have a couple of ideas, you can run them by me before you submit.
Okay. Yeah, what we'll probably do is just show this layout and then an alternative. We don't have a zillion trucks. If it's more of an assembly, we'll substitute cars.
Okay.
And Jaime can run that out. They'll probably just do it right down there.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Nice to see you again.
Look forward to
working with you folks. We're looking for more sites, so hopefully this isn't just a one-shot deal at San Bernardino.
There you go. If you have any questions, you have our cards.
Good. Thanks. And again, thanks for all you guys being so responsive. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
I know you're busy as heck.
I don't have one on me right now.
Oh, meeting
adjourned. If you don't mind coming upstairs,
I'll email you
downstairs,
one.
Actually.
Right. I just ran out. I don't know. I've got more in the car. But I'll shoot you my information.
Great. Thank you.